Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew Miles Sebastian. And by the way, I learned on Facebook that Miles Sebastian is now in a relationship. Alrighty then. I am a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and more stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, we're very blessed to be here. I hope that you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. And if you spent it alone, I hope you found some reasons to be grateful for that, that you get to be your best friend, your own lover to yourself. I hope you treated yourself well, maybe treated yourself to a massage or a facial or something that you needed. And I hope that you put the thought out to the universe, if you do want a soulmate, that next year you will have one manifested and really enjoy it. There are many reasons to enjoy being single. So, and one of them is that you're just not in a bad relationship, and that's a good place to be. Now, Nicole is kind of on the run tonight. Nicole, I'm not sure what you're running about, but, you know, she's getting all dressed, her hair done, and what is tonight hold for you?
No, I'm doing everything I've got to do right now, Cindy.
Okay, and where are you guys off to?
Well, actually, we are going out to Tribeca because Lisa has a meeting to go to. So I'm trying to get her out there as quickly as humanly possible. I just got off of work myself, so I literally ran from work over to the house. I'm getting dressed and getting myself together right now while I'm helping you out doing the show, and then I'm going to be in the car for the second half of the show and on my way out to the city.
Well, that's thanks to modern technology. We can do everything on the run. We never have to stop communicating or, you know, I found the cell phones have made our life easier in terms of if you're, you know, you're driving, you feel confident, you have a phone with you. But it's also made us a little more nervous because, you know, all day long people bombard us with their little problems that normally we would have never known about. I don't know what they expect us to do about their little problems all day long. But we tend to not get enough sort of downtime and quiet. So, you know, it's been a good thing, but it's also something that who wants to be hounded, you know, 50 times a day with, you know, petty problems. So let's keep that in mind that just because we own a cell phone doesn't mean that everybody has to pick it up every 2 seconds. They may want some quiet time. Now, Nicole isn't manning the switchboard tonight, so we will make a silent prayer that I don't mess this up. But anyway, I'm going to take...
Oh, you can do it, Cindy.
Yeah, I'll do my best. You know, some of the people have been waiting quite some time to go on air, so I'm really impressed by that. So I'm going to go to our very first caller. Hi, it's Cindy, and who is this on the other end of the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Cindy, and who is this?
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. And I've tried to call in this show for at least, like, 2 weeks.
Wow. And then you went. You learned a secret. If you go on, like, about 10 minutes early,
yes,
you can be the first caller. And so we always try to pick up the first few callers because we want, you know, at least honor those. And we have been having hundreds and hundreds of callers, so it's hard for us to get through. And in the archives, we're having upwards of thousands of listeners, so... I'm really happy with that. So, Victoria, you're in Brooklyn, and what's on your mind tonight?
Love life. I guess I'll just say, love life and just kind of see what you pick up on. Is that okay?
Sure.
And
how old are you, approximately?
I'm 21.
Okay, so you're young. I thought you were young. You have a young voice. And again, you're dealing with a generation that sometimes has trouble committing to relationships, so it's not the easiest generation to be a part of, and yet
right.
there is a wisdom in God. He didn't want people marrying so young anymore. You know, people were marrying, you know, 20, 21, and, you know, you really don't know yourself all that well, though we think we do when we're 20 and 21. And, you know, if we're with someone 20 years when we're 42, we might find out, this person wasn't meant to, you know, be the person I'm supposed to spend my whole life with. So the slowing down is good. I see in the future you're definitely going to have a marriage and children. I hope you do want them because there's
yeah.
definitely children in the future. You seem to be a person who thinks, you know, that love may not find you, or that, you know, you're sort of beating yourself over the head with a lot of worry about a relationship. You have a couple of choices you have to be making, you know, personally that would help you along your love life. Are you working at knowing who you are first and foremost? Victoria, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Are you working on knowing who you are?
Yes. Yes, most definitely. And I've done a lot of work on myself for a good, like, 3 to 4 months. And so, yeah.
And there is a nice man in the picture here, by the way. He doesn't look, I mean, you could know him, but I'm not so sure about that. Do you have, you don't have a relationship right now?
Well, my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend actually this year, broke up with me on Valentine's Day, and
this Valentine's Day, just
yeah.
2 days. Okay, because
yeah,
that's it's funny because that's what I'm saying. There's a guy in the picture, but sort of not here. That was pretty cruel to break up with you on Valentine's Day,
yeah,
don't you think?
And especially, yeah, and the message was that he couldn't handle. Well, he said that he couldn't handle a monogamous relationship.
Okay, that's exactly what I was telling you. Your generation is having real trouble committing. It's really odd. Never in the history of the world could people connect so easily. And I was talking about that with cell phones. You know, people are always texting someone from the past, you know, chat rooming with somebody. They're emailing. They're going on Match.com. And, you know, suddenly, you know, we've created sort of an internet monster man who thinks there's 400 women who can't wait to go out with him. And, you know, it's not a lack of him caring about you, but at this point, you have to, you know, get the blinders off and realize he's telling you he doesn't want a monogamous relationship. I mean, he has no problem having a booty call with you, I could see from these cards, but that's not what you signed on for.
Right.
Have you realized that you have a right to say, well, you may not want a monogamous relationship, but I do want one?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been dating him for about 2.5-3 months, and he says that, and I understand that, but
Did he say that in the beginning? Was he honest in the beginning with you? Did he say, look, I'm not looking for a monogamous relationship, or did he do what famous commitment phobics do, lead you on that, you know, this is what they want, and then about 3 months, you know, the prince that becomes the beast starts revealing his colors. Did he tell you in the beginning he didn't want monogamous?
Well, that never came up, but luckily...
Okay,
you know,
that's a mistake right there, Victoria.
Don't get at me just yet. I did not do what physically is involved in a monogamous relationship, so I wasn't out any physical connection in that way.
With someone else or with him?
What?
I'm not sure I understood what that meant.
Okay. I did not have sex with him through our relationship because I was always taught no sex before monogamy, and monogamy hadn't come up, so I was just kind of being lighthearted about it and dating, and in the sense of getting to know him before that happened.
Right, and... It looks as if he lost some of his patience with that.
Yeah.
And again, really, if you're a girl who only wants to sleep with men who are only sleeping with you, which I think is a very wise thing, in this, you know, because of diseases and other things, you have to start telling people from the beginning.
Right.
And not assuming they're going to get it. They're not mind readers.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, I always advise you, just say, look, I'm looking for a committed relationship where people put 2 feet in, they sleep with me and only me, and you can like it, and if you don't, then we're not right for each other. Just get it out in the open. I mean,
right.
Don't be afraid you're going to scare them off. Who wants to, like, get involved, start to like someone, open your heart, and then they're running, you know? So you might as well have had him run on the first date as opposed to, you know, 3 months later.
For sure. Well, yeah.
And did you learn about yourself now that you have to be honest and you're an old-fashioned
yes.
girl and this is who you are
yes.
and you're not going to be anything but that?
Yes. Yes, and then
and in the future there is coming, and you have a very good 5-year period opening up, by the way, and including a really nice guy coming. So try not to fall into too much depression over this situation.
Okay.
And
yeah.
try to not play victim. If we don't tell people what it is that we want, we can't play victim. We have to say,
right.
look, maybe, you know, he thought, you know, there's this study that said, you know, men expect after 3 dates, that, you know, 3 dates and then there's sex. There's like a formula.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, really? So I think, you know, maybe he thought he's going to do, okay, maybe you're a 6-date girl, you know, whatever.
Right.
But
well,
without having talked to you with him, I mean, it's not that he didn't care about you, but, you know, he's, you know, just had already started to get involved with someone else, and I'm sure he's not telling you that, but,
well,
you know.
I mean, I was just kind of wondering, like, going to ask, and I know, obviously, I am a happy enough person that I can be alone and be fine. But there is a person that I have worked with that I felt really good about, like, later down the line. Not ready to jump back into anything, but I wasn't sure if you were picking up on that.
Yeah, no, I actually see him in these cards, and it looks very promising. But, again, start out with honesty with the guy that works. And, you know, give yourself some time to stand on your own 2 feet before you just jump back in.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you do need to do a little bit of healing, but it looks very promising with him. But, again, you have to be honest as to what you want. And people have to stop feeling like they can't tell the truth.
Right.
And, you know, there are people who do want committed relationships, and if you are that kind of a person, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to healing back and commit to the person. So, you know, keep saying that, because you actually have a really nice 5-year period opening up, and you learn something about yourself from this. And
okay.
that's what relationships are about, learning.
Okay.
So good luck to you, and call in and let us know what happens with the guy at work.
Okay,
really good.
Definitely.
And happy
right.
Valentine's to you. And remember,
okay.
a man who breaks up with you on Valentine's Day is like lacking a sensitivity chip, so maybe it's better you learn now. You know? He could have waited till like February 15th. It wouldn't have killed him, you know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
But he didn't want to have to buy you a present, you know what I mean? Or, you know, like, he didn't
yeah.
want to spend a dollar on you, so he looks pretty cheap here on these cards too. So don't worry about him. Nicole, did you have anything to add to that?
No. Just basically, you know, don't let anybody mistreat you, and know what your worth is, because, you know what, if somebody is going to be doing that to you on Valentine's Day, it's really not worth the time and effort even worrying about it, you know. At that point, just move on and just make sure that, you know, you within yourself know exactly what you want, and then the universe will take care of the rest.
Okay, but great. That's
good,
great
good
advice.
Good luck, Victoria. What a grown-up 21-year-old. And I'm going to move over to, I think it's California. So let's see. Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. This is Rachel
Hi.
Calling from California.
Okay, it is California. We love our California
yes.
listeners. And
yes,
did you have a specific question tonight or something you wanted
do.
To share with us?
Yes, I am... I'm dating somebody, but it's not going anywhere. And I was wondering, well, I'm without a job and without a real man, and I was wondering if you see either one coming in for me soon.
Okay. Now, you might think, you know, our listeners might think, oh, what a depressing place that. A relationship that's not going anywhere, no job. But actually, it's a good place to be because in a second, your whole life could change for the better. You're not stuck in a job you don't like, but your relationship looks like it's not going to go anywhere too fast. So are you beginning to acknowledge that this is the way, you know,
yes,
he wants it? Okay. I mean, you're not going to change him. This is, you
right.
know, he actually thinks it's pretty good. That's the scary part about these cards. I don't
yeah.
think he thinks it's lacking the way you do. And, you know, he's content with you. He's a little bit on the moody side. Are you aware of that?
I know he's emotionally distant and unavailable.
Okay, and that's not going to change with him. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can't stress enough, if a person is emotionally distant and you've been with them for a certain amount of time and they're not opening up, it's never going to get any better. Because usually people
right.
are the most open in the beginning of a relationship. You know the guy that was so open, told you everything, and then you marry him and he never says another word? You wonder
uh-huh.
what happened. But with this person, he... you know, he's hard to read, and I think he gives you a lot of mixed messages, and I don't think that's a healthy place to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
he'll be closer a little bit just when he senses that you've had enough. And,
right.
you know, the confusion that's in these cards is something that, you know, probably right now you think it's better than nothing.
Yes.
Okay, but sometimes I'm not so sure a bad or a mediocre relationship is better than nothing, but... it looks as if job-wise something is on the horizon. You are doing your homework to try to find something?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And is it looks as if it may be something different than you've done in the past. Are you ready for that change too?
Absolutely. I want that, yeah.
Okay. And you'll have to learn a little something. And when we don't have a job and we don't have a soulmate, I do believe, and I have seen it thousands of times to believe this to be true. God needs us to get out of our comfort zone and put us in another place because your new job is linked to where you're going to find your soulmate. So try to hold on to that thought. So if the job isn't manifesting instantaneously, it's because it has to be the right job. And you tend to settle. So if God gave you a job that was kind of comfortable and halfway okay, you'd probably stay there way too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the universe is trying to bring you a really, really good job. You do have a grandfather who passed away. Do you remember him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because he's telling you to hang in there.
Okay.
Okay, so he must be the one gifting you with the soulmate. And it looks like, you know, the universe is probably going to offer you 2 or 3 different jobs. One, you'll have to learn something, and it might look a little scary, but you'll do very well. One that's decent money, and you probably would like it, but it's similar to what you've done, and maybe you could take that. And the other is one you're just going to hate, but it's a job. So try not to take something that, you know that feeling when you're just about to say you'll take it and you get a massive anxiety attack?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that one. You know, wait for the thing that's good. And your grandfather's telling me when you were a little girl, you had a lot of courage. You need a little bit of that now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, try not to settle too long with this guy. You're not going to change him. You know, he'd probably stay with you forever. But
mm-hmm. Right.
But just the way it is.
So going
and,
back to the job, I think what
sure.
my grandfather's saying is take the one that's going to be more challenging, I would think.
Exactly. Even though you're an older soul and sometimes we have too much humility and we're just like, you know, we have an imposter complex and we think, oh, my God, I'm going to take this job and people are going to realize I don't know what I'm doing. You know, the whole world doesn't know what they're doing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We as old souls just think everybody else knows what they're doing. We're the only one who feels like we don't know what we're doing. Try to do it and know that you're going to do really well and it's meant for you to have. And don't, like, sabotage yourself by saying, what if I can't do it? What if, you know, it's too hard? If you're offered it, it's because the universe wants you to take up that challenge and come to the plate. And when I wrote my book, Grant Me a Higher Love, I was a playwright. I'm not a nonfiction writer. And the universe said, you've got to write down the knowledge that you've been channeled and what you're learning. So you're going to write a nonfiction book. And I said, no, I'm not. I don't even know how to do that. And pretty much the cosmic message was, you'll learn. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to put in your mind. You will learn. And just, you know, pray to God for a job that you love and for a passionate soulmate that you love. And those things make, you know, work, going to work every day fun. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like a passion. And there's a little lack of passion in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
right.
You don't want passion with drama. We just want passion. So that's what's coming. Nicole, who just made a whole big job, career, change, switch, do you have anything to add to her about her, you know, future prospects and what she might do to prepare herself?
No, the only thing that I can possibly say is don't be afraid of anything new. Because if I constantly acted upon all of my fears, I would be absolutely nowhere. You know, sometimes it just takes jumping into the deep end and, you know, teaching yourself how to swim, you know. So just go for it. You know, I mean, if something's being handed to you, don't swat at it, you know, before you know what it really is.
Do we have an approximated time frame
for this? It looks like you're going to be offered something pretty soon, but that may not be what you want to take, okay? So, you know, if we start panicking out, the universe answers to our fears. Like if you need a man to fit a plan, you're 30, you want a baby, you know, God might bring that man to fit a plan just because, you know, we're just freaking out internally. If you start freaking about, you know, wanting a job, they might offer you something. But if it's not something you really want to do, don't take it. It looks sooner than later, though, by the way. Like, I mean, really pretty soon. Maybe a month or two out. So, you know, just
may I ask?
Sure.
Will these offers all come together so I can choose rather than taking something and then?
It almost looks like simultaneously. You know, you're all of a sudden, all the work you've been doing for, you know, resumes and job hunting is going to sort of come together.
Okay.
So picture that there'll be probably three offers. One is going to scare the hell out of you because it's a little unknown, but it really seems exciting and interesting. Take it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And have fun. And have fun with job hunting. Have fun with your adventure. You know, try to master the interview skills. Try to just be yourself. And also, a little hint, bring your grandfather in with you in spirit into the interviews because dead people pop thoughts into people's head and let him pop into the interviewer. She's the perfect girl for the job. I guarantee
okay.
6 months later, the person will say, I have no idea why I hired you. You know, I guess just a little birdie told me. So let your grandfather do that. And he's telling me you were always a good girl and he's very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
good
you
luck.
So
and
much.
We like California. Okay,
all
moving
right
along
bye-bye.
Here. Bye. Okay. Hello, it's Cindy, and you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, it's Cindy, and who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Twee.
Hi, how are you, and where are you calling from?
I'm doing fine, and I'm calling from California also.
Oh, we always get the California people. We love it. It must be, it's a huge place because I can never tell because you all have so many different area codes. It's funny.
Yeah.
So do you have a specific question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, very, very similar to the previous callers and the caller before that. It's about love relationship. And I pretty much want to know, like, what's going on with my love life. And I mean, I'm seeing someone, but I'm not sure where things are going, and I don't know, like, I'm hoping you pick up, like, if things will go well with him, or if there will be someone else that's waiting for me.
Okay, there's actually another guy coming in the cards, as well as the one you're with. How long have you been with this guy now?
We're dating. Like, I've known him for over a year and a half, but like a month ago, we dated again. Like, he broke my heart the first time, and he came back into the picture, and I took him back. We're dating exclusively, but, I mean, I feel the same problem as before.
The same problem is there. You
know, yeah,
sometimes people can change. They, you know, they screw up a soulmate love, and they go to a 12-step program, or they do their inner homework, and they look. You're beating yourself over the head because you can't believe you're almost falling for his nonsense again. He's the man that tends to lie. Are you aware of that? He doesn't always tell the truth.
See, that's one of the things. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe he has, like, dishonesty. Maybe he's been telling me lies. Maybe there's other girls. And that's why he's the way he is. He doesn't treat me well.
He is a person who, all of his, I got the devil card, okay? The devil card, two people chained together in fears, and it becomes very toxic love. He's a man who doesn't particularly like women. Have you figured that out? I'm not saying that he doesn't use them or want them for sex or for his own needs, but he doesn't particularly like them as human beings. And he never really treats women very well. In the beginning, yes, he comes on pretty nice, like the prince, but it doesn't take him long to show his colors. You have to start trusting your gut with him. And even if he weren't cheating on you, although he seems to be talking to one or two other women in these cards, by the way, texting, talking, communicating, whatever, he's not nice to you. That's a different kind of cheating. He's cheating you of being treated well and with respect. And you have to make no excuses for his abuse and, you know, start taking full responsibility that you're allowing him to treat you not well. And, you know, you broke up with him once, but, you know, now he's coming on a little more like the master. He's kind of like, you know, let you know, he wants things his way. Are you seeing that about him now?
I see that that was his way, like, and I'm, like, to the point where it's, like, I want you gone from my life forever. I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's ridiculous. I shouldn't have to put up with this.
Good, and that's exactly, I want you to love yourself the way you would love your own daughter. If a man treated your daughter the way this man treats you, what would you tell her?
I would tell her he's no good for you. You deserve better, and you will have better.
And that's exactly the way I want you to love yourself. And there's a really nice guy coming, by the way. And you've earned it. You know, stop kicking yourself in the head. You're beating yourself in the head. Why did I take him back? Well, because you're a kind person, because you're an old soul who sees the good in people, who believes people can change, who give people second chances. It's not the worst thing in the world. But it didn't take you long this time to see. It only took you a very short time to see he hasn't changed. So you should be very, very proud of yourself that you saw it. And in the future, there's a really nice husband and children and lots of happiness. So, you know, in letting him go, it's saying, I deserve better. And this other relationship is coming. It's pretty soon here. So, you know, have the confidence to, you know, your intention in breaking up with him is not to hurt him, because older souls tend to not to like to hurt people. So we stay too long. And he's going to really turn on you. He's going to be pretty nasty when you try to break up with him, because he believes you have to hate somebody to leave them. Try not to plug into that. You know, just tell him you wish him well, but you can't do this anymore. And I would advise you to be careful, because he is, you know, he is a man who cheats. And he cheated on you the first time around, because he doesn't seem to have changed from these cards.
Okay, can you pick up, like, a time frame when I can anticipate a new person coming into my life?
Okay. You would need a little time to stand on your own two feet and feel secure and strong, and so you won't make excuses for abuse. They might bring him sooner if you stay too long with this man, only because the universe realizes, well, she's doing what women traditionally have had to do, go from the property of their fathers to a property of a man, and sometimes when we have to bring her another man just to get her out of this relationship. That man is usually not the main soulmate. It's usually a transition soulmate to get us out of a bad relationship. I would advise you to, if you want a lasting relationship or you want a soulmate who's really ready, willing, able to love and commit to you and you want to be the same back, walk out from this man without another man being there. And have faith that one will be brought. It's soon. It's not a long time from now. And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 28. I'll be 29 in 2 weeks.
Okay, so I don't want you to get that, like, you know, my biological clock's ticking, I'm getting really scared, and I want a man to fit a plan. The universe does realize you've got a biological clock ticking. And so they will bring this soulmate sooner than later. But just, again, the longer you stay with this man, it's keeping you from getting a healthy relationship. And if you have children with him, you're going to doom a daughter to pick the same kind of a man. Do you want your daughter to get a man like this one?
No, I don't want anyone to go through this.
Right. And, you know, he hasn't changed. And you know, you're a good person, and he knows it. And, you know, the last relationship he had after you and before it coming back to you was really, really, really toxic because she wasn't a nice person at all. So, you know, he got the level of love he deserved then. He didn't get a higher love. He was given an opportunity now to come up to the plate with you, but he's showing he's not doing it.
Okay. And I have another question. Do the cards show anything, like this caller, about any upcoming job opportunity for me?
Yes, there is actually a nice job here. So, again, when we're looking for a soulmate and looking for a job at the same time, the universe usually needs to put us in alignment to meet either a new group of friends or coworkers, or he may work with us or be someone we come into contact with, either just commuting or whatever we're going about our life. So, you know, the job is definitely there. So keep, you know, looking and applying, and don't get discouraged. Because, you know, sometimes when we're discouraged or depressed, we're not coming across in an interview as well as we should.
Mm-hmm.
So be optimistic, because you have really good, you know, you have a really nice year ahead of you and a very, very nice 10-year period opening up in which pretty much anything you want is yours, including a soulmate and a good job. You just underestimate yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So work on your self-esteem. This guy is going to beat down your self-esteem if you stay with him. It's really going to be bad. And you
yeah.
know, you don't need that right now. You need somebody who's building you up and giving you the confidence to get out in that world and, you know, make your mark and meet the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
Thank you so much.
Let us know how it goes, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thank you so much.
I'm sure Nicole's in the car now. Nicole, are you traveling now?
I am traveling.
Okay. So you're not driving, though, right?
No, I'm driving.
Okay. Do you have your Bluetooth in your ear?
Which answer would you like me to tell you?
Yes, Mommy, I do.
yes, Cindy, I do. I'm on a headset right now.
Okay, good. All right, good. Okay, moving right along here. Let's see. I'm going to take this caller. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Cindy. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay. This is Cindy, and where are you calling from?
My name is Abby, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. And do you have a question you wanted to ask or something you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I have a number of different issues going on. I'm going through a divorce. I've been married for almost 14 years, and I have three children. And I'm not sure where to start because I have issues with divorce, and I have issues with potentially losing my job and losing my house to foreclosure. My husband stopped working for the past year and hasn't been helping to contribute to any of the household expenses, and children's services is called because my husband, to be the primary caregiver, not really taking care of the children. I've been seeing two men outside of the marriage, but my marriage has been over for basically 7 years, but I finally have given...
Okay, there's the mistake you made right there. Your marriage was over for 7 years.
And yes.
If you had left 7 years ago, you wouldn't be in such financial ruin. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Part of it is when we stay with a man for money, and sometimes when we have children, we all do this. We all think, well, you know, if I leave this marriage, I'm going to put my children in some financial hardship. Maybe they're not going to have the lifestyle they want. And if we do that, eventually God calls us on that and takes out from under us the money. And your husband, in not working, is also trying to make it so it's even harder for you to leave because now there is no money. But,
right.
You know, your mistake was 7 years ago to have not left him. And, you know, relationships tend to work in five-year cycles. By the time you hit the 15-year mark, I would hope you'd be actually leaving. And your husband is still living in the house with you?
Yes, I've been trying to get him forced out. Our final divorce is going to be in 6 to 7 weeks.
And that's why your house is going into foreclosure, because this man wasn't going to leave the house anyway, no matter
right.
what. This Wait. Man is not. So God took the house out one way or the other. I need you to realize you had been, he was your master. Like all women, we sometimes fall into the archetype of prostitute, in which we stay with a man for money, and the master slave, where this man at some level owned you, and also at some level where you were mommy to a bad boy with him. And so you're going to have to take a financial bloodbath. We have to buy our freedom. And since you don't have a house and you don't have him and you don't have a job, you're pretty much ready to start over. And you're going to get a job, by the way. That
right.
was so helpful. And you're a good mother, by the way. But your children are going to not forgive you. They're going to forgive their father eventually, because he's just a crazy lunatic, you know. And they're not going to forgive you for having subjected them to him for so long. So I don't want you to make the mistake that one of my clients made. She then couldn't get rid of her husband out of the house, and she let him stay there for 5 more years after the divorce, and no matter what, she couldn't get rid of him. You need to, when you move out of here, you move a place with your children. If you have to get welfare or some kind of help, that's fine. But you can't let him come into that house with you.
Right.
Have you made that clear in your mind?
Well, the issue is that I do work, and I do have a very, very good income, but he has not been working for several years without telling me, and so I'm paying all the bills, but I can't
and
afford
also, and he's got, and because you stayed married him for those 7 years, and marriage is a business partnership, and women make the same mistake over and over again. We marry these men, we don't pay attention to what they're doing with money. And they do what I call fiscal infidelity. They cheated on us financially. They're ringing up credit cards we don't know. They're gambling. They're doing whatever. Now, you're paying the price that you didn't open your eyes and see you were mommy to a bad boy with him. And
right.
because you have you looked at your finances? Because he could, this man has practically put you into bankruptcy, if not bankruptcy. And you need to start cleaning up your own credit rating, cleaning up your own finances. Because if you don't, thank God you're divorcing him, because, you know, now at least if you clean up your finances now, you're not going to be further responsible for his other debts.
No,
so,
exactly. And the problem is that he's been trying to, like, falsify police reports, and he's, like, slandering me and saying I'm an alcoholic and that I'm a drug addict, which is not true. I go to work every single day, and he just sits at home and plays video games. And
well,
he
that's
looks-
because it's a generation of men who sometimes who haven't wanted to grow up. And for you, you don't want to pick a man who you're mommy to a boy with. The other men are transition soulmates brought in to help break. You know, toxic love has a very strong enmeshment quality. By that I mean we're toxic. It's a toxic love. It's like being addicted to heroin. It's not good for you, but you can't stop it. And,
right.
you know, these men were brought to break the psychological hold, the ownership that your husband had over you. But, you know, what you didn't learn from your husband, you may learn from these men as well. Get the
right.
blinders off and, you know, see what you're dealing with. You're going to have a good husband in the future. But, you know, the house is going to be lost. Have you looked at the credit card debt your husband's in, by the way?
Oh, most definitely. It's over like $30,000.
Okay, because you're responsible for that as well. Have you made it in your divorce settlement that that's not part of your debt? Have you done any of that?
Right. I've done everything I possibly can, and we're still living in the same house because he won't move out.
I know, and that's why God
takes the house
out. That's why. What was that, Nicole?
No, I said, is it possible for you, prior to the whole divorce, can you get a separation agreement in place? Because this guy could easily be, you know, stacking up even more and more debt.
And he is.
That you're going to be responsible for if you do not have a signed piece of paper stating that you are legally separated. You know, I mean, from the point of your legal separation, you're not responsible for any of the debt that he incurs after that separation.
Right.
Is it a legal separation?
You know, you need to have
it...
something in writing that says that, hey, listen, this marriage is dissolving. It's dissolving as of this date, and anything that he incurs here on after is not my responsibility.
No, I've tried. It's been almost a year, and I've been trying to get him out of the house because he doesn't pay any money for any bills. He's not responsible at all.
Well, that's why now you know why you're in foreclosure. Because God's saying the only way to get this is for you both to lose this house, and you're going to start over and, you know, make your money. But, you know, you're not responsible for this man. You're not responsible to carry his cross. You know, if you were being a good father, I could understand why you're being loyal to him. He's not a good father. You're being loyal to a man who doesn't deserve your loyalty. You're teaching your children to honor the father who doesn't deserve honoring. This man is abusive. He doesn't care that he could have you arrested on fake charges and his children won't have a mother. I mean, the man is a sociopath without a conscience. So, you know, you might have to, you know, I would advise you to get yourself out of that house as soon as you can. Find an apartment or somewhere for you and the children to live. Have an order of protection against this man where he is not permitted to come to your house. Because as long as you have that house, that's his castle. He is never going to relinquish that. He doesn't care what the courts say. In his mind, that's it. And you could see how he's been living off of you like a deadbeat for a year.
No,
trying
and
to
I'm,
make you feel sorry for him. And,
right, no.
and trying to make it so you won't walk away from him because he's down, and that makes you look like a bad person. But, you know, he's not disabled. He can get off his butt and go to work and support his children. And, you know, keep that in mind that you have to wage a war. Older souls are very bad at waging war. We never punish those people who hurt us, our inner circle. But you have got to wage war against him so that he begins to realize there is a law that protects you from him. And if he's not going to honor, morally to leave you then and to move out, then you will take it upon yourself legally. So,
no.
You know,
definitely. I filed like at least 6 or 7 police reports and they all laugh at me and just say, well, you're legally married and there's nothing we can do about it.
That's exactly why I'm saying speak to your lawyer about this. Okay, because a friend of mine was in the middle of a messy divorce just like this one, you know, mm-hmm. and what she literally had to do was she had to go and she had to get separation papers drawn up and filed, okay, stating that she was petitioning for, you know, a movement of separation, basically, okay? And then what happens is, you know, after the separation, usually that makes divorce a little bit easier. However, if this guy is absolutely refusing to give you that and he's refusing to get out of your house and he's pretty much being a leech. I mean, how many children do you have?
3.
How many was that, 3?
3 plus, you know, the Russian expression, 1 means,
yeah, 3 plus
children,
him, basically. I mean, you're dealing with 4 kids and luckily you're able to get rid of one of them. You know,
right.
So the best thing you need to do is just consult with your lawyer. Get something drawn up stating that you want a legal separation. If he chooses not to sign those papers, then that's fine. At least your township or wherever else will have on file that this is pretty much irreconcilable. You can leave the premises. You can take your children with you. Let the bank take the friggin' house. You know,
right.
Houses can be rebuilt.
Anyway.
Home is where your heart is, and your heart is not in that house.
Right,
no,
and let it go.
You know,
and
don't wait for him to leave. You get up and you be proactive and you leave.
And also, I want to warn you, if you let him live, even for a week, in the house that you have with the children, you're never getting him out. Because he'll get one piece of mail sent there, and then that's his legal residence, and then you have to go through the whole court system to get him out. So, you know, you need to start over and be firm that he's not part of that. I mean, he can, of course, have his visitation with the children and everything, but he doesn't have a right to come to your house or be in there or live there, you know. So, you know, I wish you a lot of luck. But for those listeners, I want you to realize she stayed 7 years too long and that the mess you're in is because you were guided 7 years ago to get rid of him. And if he had done that, you would have money. You wouldn't be in debt. You would still have your house. And here we are staying with these men because in the collective thinking of women, is any man deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating is better than standing on our own 2 feet. That cost me a lot of money as well. So women, if you have a good job and you're supporting yourself and your children, you don't need a man who's going to put you in financial ruin and have the courage to walk away. And the universe does reward women. You will come out on top again.
Well,
you will. But they're not going to give you abundance until you get rid of this guy. Because, you know, all the money you're making or anything you do now, he owns half of everything. So you might as well not care, you know, what's going on until you get out of there. You know, get away from him and, you know, move forward.
Right. Well, the only thing I'm worried about is that I've been put on performance review at work, so I'm worried about losing my job.
Right, because you're under all this stress. So I want you to start putting your top priorities into supporting your children and yourself and not plugging into the fact that this man is driving you crazy. So
right.
try very hard to you know, practice the laws of attraction. Visualize yourself staying in your job, making money, finding a nice place for your children to live, that your husband and you are able to somehow get along for the children's sake, but that he's not a part of your financial picture at all.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, I mean, hopefully he'll come to the plate with child support. And I want you to learn to punish the inner circle. If this man does not come forth with child support, do not feel guilty when he gets thrown in jail, because it's not your fault, it's his fault. He has children that he's expected to support.
Right.
And if he doesn't want to support them financially, you don't have to, you know, allow him in their life if he doesn't want to help, because if he's going to be a burden to you and to them and hurt them, it's a point where, you know, you'll have to do what you have to do. But, you know, start protecting yourself and your children.
Right. He wants to punish me because he doesn't want the divorce. So he's
of course not. Why would he? It's a free ride.
Of
you
course
know?
He doesn't. He has mommy taking care of him.
Right. Is mommy paying the bills and mommy cooking and cleaning and mommy taking care of everything? Ooh, you know, it's a good deal. Why should he want out of it? I think he was insane if he wanted out of it. Do you know what I mean? It's a perfect deal for him, but what's in it for you? And right now, because you stayed too long, the universe had to show you the errors in your thinking, that somehow you thought you were better off with this man, and now you know it's simply not true. You're better off alone, and that two other men you have are not all that great either. So you got three men adding up to like a half a man. So wait till that really, you know, good man comes in. You're equal. You
know,
you keep picking boys, you know, your mommy to boys. I know sometimes when we've had overbearing fathers or we don't want a man to really be our master that much, you still picked one. Your husband still thinks he owns you, but, you know, he's more of a boy, so he's a little less scary than sometimes other men. But try to pick a man who's your equal, who treats you like a grown-up equal.
Right. No, I agree, and that was going to be my next question. Is that I'm involved with two men, and I just don't think they're going to go anywhere.
They're not. They're the transition men. If women can't walk away from a man without having a man there, God will bring you these transition men. But really, you need to walk out and stand on your own two feet, so you'll never make excuses for abuse again, and you'll never, never have the blinders on. And, you know, before you marry anybody else, I would advise you to find out what kind of debt they may be in or otherwise, because you don't want to, if you didn't learn from your husband, I don't want you to have to learn from another man.
No, you know? And the last question I just had is how long do you think it's going to be before I meet the man that's going to treat right? I don't care about getting married again, but I just want someone to treat me right and be respectful of me.
Again, it looks as if you've never stood on your own two feet without a man. So
right.
You might have to do that for a full year before the universe brings you one. You know, and I think you need to concentrate on, you know, you're distracting with the men. You know, it's almost like they're a drug and they keep you from dealing with the real issues. You need to concentrate on the fact that you're losing your house. Your children are in need of attention. Your job is in need of attention. Stop distracting with these men. They're bringing your life into ruin. First get your financial, your job, and your children, all those ducks in line before you, you know, worry about a man, you know, bringing a man into this equation, because you need to stabilize your life before that. And so that, you know, any man who comes in is going to run away afraid of this. You know, you're not right now, you know, such a good financial partner for him as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So you want to stabilize your life so that, you know, you have a lot to offer, and, you know, that's important first.
Well,
and,
thank
you. Good luck to you. And everything you're doing is what women have done. It's not you personally, so don't kick yourself in the head. just concentrate on, you know, getting the rest of your life in order, and the soulmate will follow.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, and we'll say a prayer for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You, Nicole, for your input on that. Okay, moving right along here. Okay. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Cindy.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Can you hear us? Because we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly thought I was losing it. I'm like, I keep responding back, and it's really funny.
Okay.
I'm from Mount Sinai.
Okay, so you're from our area. Okay, you're from Long Island. Okay, did you have a question you wanted to ask, and what's your first name, by the way?
My name's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda, and is there something you wanted to share with us or a question that's on your mind?
Yeah, two things. With my job, is there anything coming my way? And in my current love life, I'm sure you kind of see something crazy there.
Okay. First of all, you have a very good five-year period opening up called the Chariot. Anything you want is yours. It's just that the universe doesn't have a clue what you really want. You seem to, have a lot of blinders on as far as the relationship, and there's a little bit of extremes of mood and anxiety and worry here. This calls for a time of looking inward and listening to your own inner voice, which is telling you it's time to move on. Are you aware of that?
Well, that's what my sticky spot is I'm in the transition. One is out, and it's been gone for a while, and one is new, and it's been in for a while, but it's still just weird.
Well, again, what we don't learn sometimes from that relationship that's on its way out, we sometimes have to learn the same lessons. You know, you're a nice person. You're kind, but, you know, you don't always see the writing on the wall. You don't see the red flags. And this other guy that's in the cards right now seems to have a few red flags that should trouble you. Did you see any of them yet?
No, like what?
Well,
like moodiness, you mean?
Moodiness. The,
extreme,
the guy is like,
around the full moon.
He's moody. Are you beginning to realize
yeah.
he's moody? And
yep.
This is a new relationship and the guy's moody. Do you know what I mean? It's not like... But I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. And, you keep picking men who, you sort of have to tiptoe around, like, because you're never quite sure. And, oftentimes if we've had parents that have been very narcissistic and not easy to please, we keep picking the same type of a person. It's not about you. You're a nice person, but... This guy, the longer you stay with him, the more you're going to see some of his colors, and I'm not sure you're going to love it, but it's up to you. Do you see parallels between your last relationship and this one?
Some parallels, yeah, some.
Okay, and again, it is a way of breaking you from, if we've been in a toxic relationship or a bad one, sometimes the universe brings us another relationship just to help us break away from that other one. But, you know, try to see what's in front of your eyes. You're not going to change this guy or fix him. But if you stay with him, of course, you know, you may start seeing some other stuff you don't like. But it's up to you to decide what you want. Do you want somebody that's easygoing and that, you know, you can communicate with?
Well, I do think he's easygoing, and I do think I can communicate with him, but I do see that once a month around the full moon, he gets a little loony.
More than a little loony here. And do you know what brings it on besides the full moon?
No.
Okay, because, you know, that's something you might want to, you know, try to figure out a little bit. Do you every once a month or whatever, do you want somebody who's going loony? And by going loony, what do you mean?
Because
actually the moon card is here. The moon card is here, which is a riot, howling at the moon card, the full moon.
That's really funny because I've said that to him. I said, do you realize that you get a little crazy around the full moon, and he goes, oh, next time I'll howl. And I'm like, full moon again.
Right. And what do you mean by loony? What does he do?
He just gets, like, flipsoid. Like, anything, like, it just seems, I don't know, seems like he just gets in a mood and just shuts down and just, I can't even explain it, and, like, just kind of barks. I can't even explain it. I don't even
right,
know.
Right, and that's something that, just keep in mind, you know, that's a, if you can live with that God bless you, but I don't see him changing, and, you know, how long have you been with him now?
About 5 months.
Okay, because that's usually when we start seeing people's truer colors. The first 3 months, people do a pretty good job of hiding. So,
well, he does do this. He does go from being wonderful, and then he goes into the flip zone.
Okay, that's what I call the prince and the beast, the prince and the beast. And those are the hardest men to live with because it's not easy. So he has some unhealed issues. You know, if you can try to communicate with him during that time, that if you know you're not going to live with a man who's going to shut down and you don't know what he's thinking or, you know, what's on his mind, because it really is not a comfortable position to be in. As far as your job goes, are you looking for something new?
I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to be doing. I just feel like my life is like a poop right now.
Okay, but again, you have a very good 5-year, period ahead of you where anything you want is yours. I think you have to work at knowing who you are and what your gifts are and your skills. And, a little bit concentrating on your career might be something good to be doing.
Now, with him, do you see that he cares about me or anything?
No, he does care about you. There's no doubt about that. It's just that, boy, the moodiness is really bad here. And, I shuffle the cards like 8 times, and I keep getting the moody cards, you know. It's, he cares about you, but again, you know, can you live with the way he is? I mean, that's the whole question. You know, maybe it's not that bad to you.
Right. Considering where I came from right now, it doesn't seem that bad. But
okay,
you never know.
Again,
in a month or
like,
two, you never know.
It's, again, you know, having been raised in a pretty dysfunctional family, if you've been abused at a level 10, a man who's a level 8 abuse seems like a prince. Only as you heal, you realize, oh, my God. So, again, you keep picking men who are the princes that become the beast. And what you didn't learn from the first guy, you're going to learn from the second guy here. So try to, you know, move forward in your life as much as you can, but you need to focus a little bit on your career. And
okay.
Are you working at all now?
Yeah, I work. I've just been there forever, and there's a lot of changes going on, and I don't know if I'm going to be involved in any changes or what's going to happen.
Okay. Again, I actually see you getting a new job, and it's actually a good thing. You could stay conceivably at this job, but I'm not so sure you're going to like it too much after a while because of all the changes. And, you know, it's kind of the devil you know, so you don't really necessarily want to leave it right now. But I do see another career. Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show, so, you know, I just got the 90-second warning. So let me let Nicole shout out, and a good luck to you. And call in and let us know how the man who howls at the moon is doing. And Nicole, do you have anything you want to say?
Yes, I am just going to just thank you, Cindy. Thank you for doing the switchboard tonight. I really appreciate it. And once again, I'm shouting out to Blue Movie. Check them out online at www.bluemoviemusic.com. You can also check them out on Reverb Nation. And that's about it. So
okay,
have a good
and
night,
I bet
guys.
You, Nicole, I bet you look gorgeous, because if anybody's ever seen Nicole, she's drop-dead gorgeous. And when she goes out, she looks
thank
like
you,
a
Cindy.
Star. So have fun with Lisa, and we'll all speak to you next week. Most of the teachers will be off, so I'm sure we'll get a lot of teachers calling in. So we'll speak to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.